I'm not a doctor, don't even play one on TV, but I do know that in the U.S., in many countries around the globe, Ebola seems to be the only infectious disease to worry about these days. Of course, that's not true. It is flu season, after all. In Jamaica, they're likely to reference not flu, but another kind of virus that they're facing right now, and which is causing huge problems, the chikungunya virus. The Jamaican authorities are so worried about it, they've declared a state of emergency on the Caribbean island. Dr. Babatunde Oluwakure is with the Caribbean Public Health Agency.
The virus is actually carried by what is called the Aedes aegypti mosquito. The usual identifying symptom would be a fever, and then you might then start to experience joint pains. And this would be either in the large joints, such as your knee, your ankles, or it could even be the smaller joints as well, in your fingers and your toes. And then there, you may also experience some swelling around those particular joints, headaches, and sometimes muscle pains as well, muscle aches.
Is it ever lethal?
It's very rarely lethal. And what we have seen is that this tends to occur in people who have maybe an underlying disease, such as a hypertension or a cardiovascular issue, and are elderly. And so those are the people who tend to be most affected.
Right. It is debilitating, especially that joint pain from what I hear. Why is it so bad right now?
What we are seeing is that this particular virus has been introduced into the Caribbean population for the first time. So there's been no previous experience with this virus amongst the people within the region. And as with any other new virus, which is introduced into a population which has not developed immunity, it will spread through that particular population. And all those who are immune will only get it once, but those who are not immune will have the potential to develop this particular disease. And so therefore, that's why we are seeing the virus spreading across the region so rapidly.
It's said, I've heard, that up to 60% of the population of Jamaica could get infected. I mean, that sounds serious, like it could have an effect on the economy even.
Absolutely. And not just Jamaica, but across the whole region has the potential to affect the workforce, because from the data that we have, we've identified that the majority of people who have been diagnosed, have had a laboratory confirmed test, have been within the working population. And so they're within that age range of 18 to 64 years of age. And so clearly it has the potential to affect the productivity of any of the countries within the region.
So Jamaica's declared the state of emergency. Is that enough to stop the spread of chikungunya?
I think declaring a state of emergency is a step towards ensuring that people take this particular situation seriously. It would mean that Jamaica is pushing resources in that direction, is communicating with the population, informing them of how the virus is transmitted and how they can protect themselves and prevent further propagation of the vector in and around their homes.
Dr. Babatunde Oluwakure with the Caribbean Public Health Agency. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Jamaica's music muscle always ready to flex. This timely rap in response to the chikungunya outbreak, titled, obviously, Chikungunya, from 11-year-old Jamaican rapper Wayne J. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.